It's roughly 10 degrees on Saturday morning at the Mahoosuc Inn in Milan, and about 200 sled dogs are making it clear it's time to race. The mushers move among them. There are hugs and licks. Christine Richardson of Canaan fits her dogs with paw-protecting booties.
There you go. He gets large booties on the front and medium booties on the back because his front feet are larger. You don't want to squish feet into booties.
There are 17 teams, and each has a dozen incredibly impatient, excited dogs. They're so eager to go that an ATV is hooked to the back of the sled to hold the dogs back as they approach the starting line.
5, 4, 3,
then,
two,
at 2-minute intervals, they're off. They head out on the first half, a 48-mile loop that mostly follows snowmobile trails. Most of the time, there's just the sound of 48 paws on snow and the whiz of runners of the sled carrying mushers like Sally Manickian of Shelburne.
It's actually a wonderful moment to not think about anything at all. What I usually do is I actually think about very little. I'm just watching the dogs move. I'm watching the snowfall. I'm watching the trees. I actually speak very little to the dogs because I want them to listen when I have something to say.
That something is usually ha for a left turn and g for a right. The dog race is new this year. The Nansen Ski Club began the Winter Festival about 6 years ago with a cross-country ski race. Later, locally made crafts and food were added. But the North Country has a history of dog sled racing going back about 90 years. Standing at a display near the craft vendors, Odette LeClaire of the Berlin and Coos County Historical Society picks up the program from Berlin's 1923 Winter Carnival.
Okay, it talks about Arthur Walden, which we see his name often in these things, won the W.R. Brown Cup last year. His team ran from Berlin through the Dixville Notch of Colebrook and Lancaster and from there to Berlin in 15 hours, 36 minutes of total running time, which was distributed over 3 days.
After one 48-mile lap, the teams are back at the Mahoosuc Inn, where the dogs are examined by vets and must have a 4-hour rest.
This really isn't very stressful to them. They're designed to do this.
Robert Gillette is a vet from New Jersey who specializes in sports medicine.
They're designed so much different than a human, even more so than a horse, to run long distances.
Nevertheless, the mushers spread hay for beds and wrap the dogs in blankets. There are more hugs and licks and big bowls of food. Ashley Patterson, a musher from Maine, says her surprise during the first lap was a moose, which have been known to attack sled dogs.
But a big 1,200-pound cow that stood right in the trail, I swear she started to show ears. Thankfully, that was a good spot to set a snow hook and just wait for her to get off the trail.
After dark, the teams are back on the trail under a full moon with single-digit temperatures. From a distance, their headlamps can be seen gliding quietly through the woods, with the fastest teams traveling as much as 17 miles per hour downhill. A few teams have trouble with a 90-degree right turn, quickly followed by a 90-degree left turn. At least one flips and the dogs drag it along.
Oh!
Volunteers grab the dogs, the sled is righted, and the team's on its way. Just after midnight, the first teams are crossing the finish line. Canadian men take first and second, with the winner covering almost 100 miles in 8 hours and 37 minutes. Richardson is third and Manickian fourth. 7 of the 17 teams are from Canada, and Mahoosuc Lodge owner Mark Peabody is happy to see so many people out in the winter, and he says it's good for the economy.
It's just nice to diversify what we're doing up here in the North Country.
And mushers will be back in the North Country at the end of February for a 4-day race, starting in Bretton Woods, hitting Colebrook, Pittsburgh, and ending right back here at the Mahoosuc Inn. For NHBR News, this is Chris Jensen.
Nice hook.
Nice hook.
Nice hook. Watch your hand.